Kevin was waiting with Turner in Garrett's office for Ambrose to show up. He was one of the vice presidents at Williams Media, and he was also Garrett's uncle. Minutes later, he angrily burst in the door. Garrett smiled when he saw his uncle walk in the room. He quickly ran up to him and said, "Uncle Ed, thanks for getting here so fast." Then Garrett lied about what had just happened in the sales office downstairs. As Ambrose listened to his nephew's story, his eyes fell on Kevin.
"So this horrible situation is all your fault?" Ambrose asked him.
"What did you say?" Kevin replied with a smile. Ambrose's eyes narrowed as he responded.
"How dare you talk to me like that? You sure have a lot of nerve."
"You'd be surprised at how much nerve I've got," Kevin said as he sat down on the sofa. Garrett pointed his finger at Kevin and shouted,
"Who do you think you are? Nobody said you could sit down."
Turner could only shake his head. Since Ambrose was already here, it meant the whole thing was out of his hands.
"There's no quarrel between us, Mr. Turner, wouldn't you agree?" Ambrose asked him.
Before Turner could say anything, Garrett whined.
"But Uncle Ed, he said he wanted to fire me."
Garrett folded his arms on his chest and looked at Turner arrogantly.
"Is this true?" Ambrose said with a frown.
"Yes, Uncle Ed, not only did he say he wanted to fire me, he embarrassed me in front of all the customers and even my employees," Garrett blubbered. "I told him you're my uncle, but he still wouldn't listen. He obviously doesn't have any respect for you."
When Ambrose heard this, he frowned and looked over at Turner.
"Mr. Ambrose, I've seen the surveillance footage from the showroom. It proves that this whole mess is entirely Garrett's fault. If you let me show it to you, you'll see that the company has no choice," Turner explained.
"There's another choice that you seem to have ignored." Ambrose pointed toward the office door and said, "Mark Turner, as vice president of Williams Media, I must inform you that you have been terminated."
Garrett smiled broadly as he saw the look of dejection on Turner's face.
"Turner, I told you this would happen," Garrett said with contempt. "But if you make this worthless piece of crap apologize to me, I'll ask my uncle to keep you in the company."
"Mr. Ambrose, you're quite an executive," Kevin said to Ambrose flatly.
"Who said you could speak?" Garrett asked as he walked over to Kevin. "There's nothing you can do about this, and your buddy Turner can't do anything either."
Kevin was getting tired of Garrett and got to the point. "What are you asking for?" When Garrett heard this, he smiled, thinking that Kevin was afraid.
"It's simple," he said. "All I want is an apology. Apologize for being a worthless piece of crap."
You could have heard a pin drop. Even Garrett's uncle felt that he had gone too far this time. But since Ambrose already had gone to the trouble to rush over to the office, he had to follow through on his threat.
"Garrett, that's enough," Turner said in exasperation.
Ambrose and Garrett didn't know it, but he was under orders to protect Kevin. He couldn't possibly let Kevin be humiliated like this and then report back to his director.
"Turner, this is none of your business. To tell you the truth, I've never liked you," Garrett said arrogantly. "You know what? You can apologize too."
Kevin stood up and walked slowly up to Edward Ambrose. "Are you sure you want to continue to let him do whatever he wants?" Kevin asked in an unusually confident tone. For some reason, when Ambrose looked into Kevin's eyes, he felt extremely uneasy. Garrett came up to Kevin from behind and grabbed his shoulder.
"Didn't you hear what I said?"
In a flash, Kevin turned around and defended himself by pushing Garrett away. Garrett, in a daze, rubbed his chin and moaned.
"How dare you hit me? You'll pay for this. Remember, the Butcher family didn't get its reputation for taking crap from people like you."
"Young man, aren't you going a little too far?" Ambrose asked Kevin.
"Why don't you go downstairs and ask all the witnesses who's going too far?" Kevin replied. Ambrose responded sternly.
"It looks like this isn't going to end peacefully."
"I'm curious. How do you expect it to end?" Kevin retorted.
"It's quite simple. You're going to apologize to Mr. Butcher. Then you're going to give him an additional $75,000 to compensate him for all the trouble you've caused," Ambrose declared.
Turner opened his mouth to complain, but Ambrose slapped him on the cheek before he could say anything.
"You have no voice here," Ambrose told him. "You are no longer a Williams employee. If you don't leave now, I'll call security and have you thrown out."
Seeing Ambrose strike Turner like that, Kevin decided that he'd had enough of this. "Mr. Ambrose, do you always hit employees during company meetings?" Then he added in a sarcastic tone, "You know, HR frowns on this kind of behavior." Ambrose answered,
"If you can hit my nephew, then I can slap Turner," he continued. "Now apologize and give my nephew his compensation. Otherwise, you won't like what happens next."
Kevin didn't answer. He just stared at him as he considered his options.
"Uncle, finish him off," Garrett shouted angrily.
Then he took out his phone and made a call.
"Mr. Foster, where are you? Someone else is threatening to beat me up. Hurry up and bring some of your men to my office."
After Garrett finished speaking, he hung up and turned to Kevin.
"Now you're going to get your legs broken," he roared.
"Well, you can try," Kevin replied. Garrett made a fist and started to take a swing at Kevin. But before he could even hit him, Kevin gave him a hard slap in the face. Garrett staggered and fell back into his chair. Kevin was surprised at how hard he had hit Garrett. He was only going to give him a slap to bring him back to his senses, but he was feeling a lot stronger than usual.
"You shouldn't have done that," Ambrose snarled.
"Did you like that? That's how you hit Turner just now," Kevin said calmly. Turner stared at Kevin blankly. He was starting to see that there was more to Kevin than meets the eye. Ambrose pulled out his phone and made another call to Foster.
"Where are you? Get up to Garrett's office right away."
Then he put his phone back in his pocket. "So, it looks like you plan to beat me to death, Mr. Ambrose," Kevin commented dryly.
"Apologize now or you won't make it out of here in one piece. You only have these two options."
Ambrose's eyes were burning with anger. "What if I don't choose either one?" Kevin said. At that moment, the office door opened. A very professional-looking woman walked in, followed by a group of executives in suits. She spoke to Ambrose directly. "Well, Mr. Vice President, are you working hard today?" Ambrose forced a smile when he saw her.
"Miss Wilson, what brings you here today?"
Since Kevin hadn't been showing up to work much lately, Ambrose had taken advantage of the situation and passed along a lot of his work to Miss Wilson. Even though Ambrose was one of the company's vice presidents, he still didn't have as much authority as Miss Wilson. She didn't even look at Ambrose, but instead walked straight over to Kevin. "Sir, I'm sorry I'm late," Miss Wilson said as she gave Kevin a very sincere handshake.
"Miss Wilson, what did you just call him?"
Ambrose asked as he stared at Kevin in shock. She turned around and gave him a very sharp look. "Mr. Ambrose, this is the new chairman of the Williams Group." When he heard this, Ambrose's forehead began to sweat, and he started to hyperventilate. Garrett stared at Kevin in disbelief.
"Our CEO," Edward Ambrose said.
He couldn't hide the panic in his voice. "I'm flattered to hear you call me by my correct title, Mr. Ambrose." Kevin paused and looked him straight in the eye before continuing. "I believe you were just saying something about kicking me out if I didn't apologize to Mr. Butcher." Ambrose shivered.
"Sir, I didn't know who you were. Please accept my sincerest apologies."
After Ambrose said this, he glared at his nephew. "So if I understand correctly, if I weren't the CEO, you would have had me thrown out in the street?" Kevin asked. Ambrose didn't know how to answer. Then he turned and shouted at his nephew.
"Get over here!"
Garrett was still rubbing his cheek as he slowly walked up to Kevin.
"Sir!"
Garrett couldn't even look Kevin in the eyes.
"Go ahead, finish your apology,"
Ambrose said as he pushed his nephew forward like he was a little boy. Garrett's lip quivered and he said,
"Sir, I was wrong."
Kevin looked at Garrett, then turned around and stared at Ambrose. When Ambrose saw Kevin staring at him like that, he became furious with his nephew for putting him in this position. He turned around and slapped him right in the face.
"Look at all the trouble you've caused. Do you still want the CEO to apologize to you?"
Ambrose said as he gave Garrett a couple more smacks. He turned around and addressed Kevin again.
Sir, my nephew has made a serious error in judgment. His behavior is inexcusable. Please, let me handle this.
Kevin glanced at Garrett, who was sprawled on the couch, rubbing his cheek in pain. It looked like Ambrose may have knocked out one of his teeth. Well, that takes care of Mr. Butcher. But Mr. Ambrose, I believe you made a few threats of your own, Kevin replied. Suddenly, the office door was violently kicked open. A man walked in with a few stocky young men.
Mr. Ambrose, why did you call us here in such a hurry? What's going on?
Foster asked as he stood there, confused.
What are you doing here? Ambrose yelled.
Sir, did I do something wrong? Why are you yelling at me? Foster asked.
Now he was even more confused. Ambrose wanted Kevin to forgive him, so he acted like this was all a big mistake.
Who told you to kick the door open? And why did you bring so many men in here?
Foster didn't know how to answer. He'd only rushed over because Ambrose's call sounded so urgent. Ambrose saw that he needed to get rid of the gangsters, so he said,
I'm fine. This is a simple misunderstanding. Please take your men and leave.
Foster shook his head in confusion and left with his men. Then Ambrose walked to the door and slowly closed it. It was the exact opposite of his attitude when he'd burst into the office a while before.
Sir,
Ambrose began to speak in a much more respectful tone as he walked back to face Kevin. I don't want anything like this to happen again, Kevin said as he put his hand on Ambrose's shoulder. Then Kevin walked over to Garrett and sat down next to him. He said, So, Mr. Butcher, are you still going to have my legs broken?
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't know who you were,
Garrett said in defense of his actions. Kevin slowly stood up. He looked down at Garrett and asked him, So this is how you apologize? Ambrose was disappointed in his nephew, but Garrett understood what Kevin meant. After taking a deep breath, Garrett struggled to stand up. Then he said, with as much sincerity as he was capable of showing,
Sir, I was wrong.
I'm sorry, your voice was too soft. I couldn't hear you clearly, Kevin said with a slight smirk.
Mr. Williams, I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
His eyes were welling up with tears. Kevin turned to Miss Wilson and said firmly, Edward Ambrose is demoted but will continue to work in the company. His original position will be taken over by Mark Turner. Garrett Butcher is terminated. After giving her these instructions, Kevin left the office without even looking back. When he got to the first floor, Lily and Rachel were still waiting for him. Lily immediately walked up to him, touched his arm, and asked, Are you all right? Kevin looked at her in surprise. This was the first time he could remember Lily showing so much concern for him. Then Kevin smiled and replied, Of course I'm fine. Vice President Ambrose, who works for Williams, came over to find out what had happened. Then he apologized to me. Lily, I told you he'd be fine, Rachel said. But when she saw Kevin looking at her, she quickly closed her mouth and didn't say anything else that might divulge his secret. Where have you been for the past 2 days? Lily asked in a tone that was mixed with a little concern but a lot of curiosity. I found a job, he explained. The salary is pretty good and it also provides food and lodging. That's pretty good. A smile suddenly appeared on Lily's face. At the same time, Lily felt a great sense of relief. She was starting to feel that Kevin was finally willing to make progress. Yes, Kevin said calmly. Rachel almost laughed out loud. Knowing Kevin's real identity, she thought the idea of the new CEO of Williams Media going out to find a job was hilarious. Suddenly, Lily got a puzzled look on her face. Kevin, don't you plan to come home? She wasn't sure why she'd said this. They hadn't been getting along for a long time, but now, after being apart for just 2 days, she felt uneasy. Kevin thought about it for a while and then replied, Let's talk about it later. I've been a little busy lately. It's rare to have a boss who trusts me this much. He even asked me to come down here and buy a home for him. Lily didn't ask who it was. After all, there were a lot of rich people in Chicago. Then she asked nervously, Why did you take my place as Bradley's hostage? Weren't you afraid? Kevin looked at Lily lovingly and replied, You're my wife. Lily felt her heart flutter. Then her phone rang. Glancing at the caller ID, she saw that it was from her company. Lily sent a few words and hung up. "I'm sorry, but I have to go now. There's something I need to take care of at work. Take good care of yourself." After Lily said this, her eyes started to fill up with tears. "Sure. You take care of yourself, too. See you in a few days," Kevin said. Then Lily tugged on Rachel's arm and turned around quickly to leave.